since Hanukkah is literally right around the corner, I think we'll talk about some Neni Hanukkah instead of it's connected to the parasha. So first we'll talk a little bit about Mahajan, how's Mahajan. I'm allowing what we get to. The Gemara and Shabbos, Mitzvah Chanukah, Tarabon, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Shabbosai. Mahajan is now Chalachad Vechad. Mahajan and Mahajan, if Mahajan B'Shamay says, you start with A and you work your way down, B'Shamay says you start with 1, you work your way up. Zog Taisvis. So here's Mahajan B'Shamayim. Where the Mahajan.
Why would you go down?
There's two reasons. Either it's called Yom Nechrasim Yom Yaitzin. You go according to the days that came in, the days that are left, the days that you passed. Shami holds, you go, there are 8 days left. So you start with 8. So it says you start. Or the Gemara says, if Shami says Parachag, Parachag is a smayed. Right, and Basil says, Ma'al Makaydish Ve'emarid. What?
There's no actual Kiddusha to you.
But then there is.
Why would you go how many days are left?
The Gemara says, Ma'al Makaydish Ve'emarid. What?
Why would you go how many days are left? What's left? Okay, fine.
Some of the Sifri Chassidus have a lot to say about that, but now again, so we have Machlag Yushainim, a basic Machlag Yushainim, whether the Mahajim and the Mahajin is piggybacking the Mahajin or it's by itself. Mahajin is Nechal Echad Echad. Mahajim Mahajin is Kefi D'Yamim. Is Mahajim and Mahajim saying that besides Ner L'chol Echad Echad, you also Kol Echad Echad is Madlik Kiminya Yamin? Or no, it's a separate track. It's a track of Ner L'chol Echad Echad, Kiminyan Anshi Bayis, and it's a separate track of Minyan of the Yamin. So Taisa says, nearly, that Misham Bezil are only talking about they're going Ner Shabbosai. Dine, the Mahadran is talking about when you're not lying for everyone. Shekhin Yer Shehid, they didn't get Kairog. There's more of a hidden Mitzad than Yemaisef Vahailuch or Yemachaser. That he said is Kenegan Yom Hanachras Mayaitzin. But if you do Ner Chol Echad Echad, and on top of Ner Chol Echad Echad, you also do for each one Kenegad Yamim. Then he says, we don't know. There's no hacker. How many people there are? There's no hacker. You lose the hacker of the Yamim. If you light Kefi, the amount of the people Misper Yamim, that means if a guy has 10 kids, like the Rambam discusses, the first night lights 10, the second night 20, the third night 30. So the guy sees you lighting 30 candles in the third night. Does he know that's because it's the third night? Or is it because the guy's got 30 kids? Who knows? Right? So Mela, the Mela of Taisvis, if you're going to double up, then you can lose the whole mila of Misper Yamin. It's not Nicker, the Misper Yamin. Therefore, Taisa says, it's a separate track. The Misper Yamin is going batsim with Ner Isha Beisai. You're only lighting Kilo 1 for the whole family. Right? And every night you're adding or going down. So Beis Halevi is Mechiyah from Taisvis that who's the one when we say Mahadrin is Ner L'chol Echad Echad? Who's the one that's lying Ner L'chol Echad Echad? Is it the father, the head of the household, is lying for everyone, or each one is lying? Ner L'chol Echad means each one's lying. He says if Tais is held that each one's lying by themselves, so then what's the problem? Each one's lying by himself. So each one's lying by himself, and then each one will add or subtract, and you'll have the hecker. Elamai, it must be Zak Beis Halevi. Could be the Dakimaisha argues, we'll see later. But Zak Beis Halevi, it must be the Taizol's. Who's the one that's lighting? The Baal Bayis is lighting for everyone. Melech, he's got 10 kids. The first night he's lying 10, second night 20. He's lying them all together. So Melech, since they're being lit together by the same person, so then you lose your hecker of the Yamim if you're lighting Kafi Anche Bayis. That's Beis Halevi's raya. Okay, the next raya we'll leave. Because there's a lot that I want to just get the ikar of the sugya that I want to touch upon. The Rambam, on the other hand, the Rambam says like this. Kamen eres madlik, mechanika, mitzvah sashika, kol bayis, a bayis, madlik na echad, no matter how many children, how many bnei bayis there are. Ma'amadim es a mitzvah madlik, kiminyan anche bayis, ma'amadim yaiser, madlik nechol echad echad, so the Rambam is clear, not like Taisus. The Rambam says the Mahadran and the Mahadran is Madlik Ner L'chol Echad Ve'Echad Laila Roshayna, and Laila Shnia he lights two for Chol Echad Ve'Echad. Ketzat Haresha Yanshe Bayis Asara Laila Roshayna Malik Asara, and etc. etc. Minik Parshas. That's Rambam. That's the Ikar Shita of the Rambam, that the ner l'chalechad v'echad of Mahadran is the basis for the Mahadran and the Mahadran as well. The Mahadran and Mahadran is not lights, communion, lights l'chalechad v'echad, also kefi the Yamin. That's the Shitas HaRambam. However, says the Rambam, minik pashut b'chol areinu b'svarad, she call it a bias medik in erach lelel shayinu masif malchum nelchol echad ucholayla ad shenim tzemad lelel shmin nishmain in eris bein shayan shabayis mrubin bein shayad the mechlas. Ram says the minig hapashut b'chol areinu b'sfarad, the minig in Sfarad was that's like Taisvis, that the Mahadran see, he doesn't know that we have papers. The Mahadran, Minah Mahadran, is separate. The Mahadran lights Ner, the Mahadran doesn't light Ner L'Cholechad Be'echad. Rather, the Mahadran, you light one for the whole family the first night, two for the second night, etc. That's the Minig and Svarad. It's interesting, because in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber says, Kamen Eres Madlik, Laila Risha Madlik Echad, Kam Be'eluch, Maisav Ha'eluch. No matter how many people you have, right? Like the Minug, like the, which is about Taisa Shita. The Minug and Svar is really Taisa Shita, right? The Rambam Shita is that we light, every person lights, right? So the Minug is the Mechaber, like the Minug and Svar are not like the Shita's the Rambam. Real like Shitas Taisus. The Ramah says, Yeshayim, the Cholechem, the Bayis, Yadlik. Mechayim, the Poshit. The Ramah, Pascha, the Rambam. That everyone lights. Everyone lights, Kaminyan Yamim. So the Taz points out, we find a very interesting thing over here. Here you have the Svardim doing like Taisus, and Ashkenazim doing like the Rambam. There's a very unique situation over here, says the Taz points out. Okay. So, it's interesting. Zot the Gain. So, the Ramapo says, though, Yizar Litin, Cholechad Vechad, Neirais, and Makim Yochid. So, it's interesting, because, just I want to point out, because the Ramah, that passed like the Rambam, is not Mamish like the Rambam, because the Rambam was clear that the one person lived for everyone. Like Rambam says, you light 10, 20. It means one guy's lying 10, one guy's lying 20. The Ramah says, everyone lights. Everyone lights for himself, like we do. Everyone lights for himself, Kaminyan Yamim. The Gain says that the Rif must hold like the Rambam. What's his right? Rif holds like the Rambam. Rif doesn't discuss exactly how you do it. So the Gain makes a hashtag like this. What's his right? Rif holds like the Rambam. Because the Rif, as we mentioned before, we mentioned before, there's two reasons in the Gemara. For the Machlokes B'Sham Beis Hillel, whether you go up or you go down. One reason is Ma'am Kodesh versus Parechat. The other reason is Yom Yaitzim, Yom Yaitzim. Right? Says the guy, the Rif only brings down the Parechat and Ma'am Kodesh. Yeah? It doesn't mean down the Svara of Yamim. So the guy, what's the guy? The guy, what's an afkamina? Two reasons. Mash Gemara we're passing like that. We more being that the svara, they more being that ma'isa. Shnei is a kainim. They were mad. They did one did like a mishamu mitzil. Marnois in time. One gave his reason as par chag, and one gave his reason ma'am kaid. You see, the Gemara seems to be kavei ikker that reason. So the guy, the afkamina is Taisus kasha. What was Taisus kasha? That how could you say that the Kenegra Yamim is also for every single one of the family members, because then it's not Nicker the Yamim, because maybe he has this amount of kids. That was his kasha. So the guy, that's only if the reason why we go up or down in the Mahadrim and the Mahadrim is out the hecker of the Yamin. Then you can say, if I'm lying 10, 20, 30, there's no hecker of the Yamin, that's the amount of kids that I have. Up is the guy, out the reason of Mal Makaydish, or out Parechag, then who cares? You don't have to know the amount of days. So if you're being mad, the first day of 10, the second day of 20, the third day of 30, you're being Mal Makaydish. And the first day you live 80, the second day 70, you're doing Kiparechag. So it doesn't have to be Nikr the Yamim. Bishlam, if it is a part of the Yamim, then it has to be Nikr's of Taisus. But now if you fulfill all the reason, then it doesn't have to be Nikr the Yamim. So Meili said, if the Rif brings down only that reason, it must be, all of the Rambam, that the Mahadrim, in the Mahadrim, is also going with Ner Kol Echad Echad, that Kol Echad Echad is not like Mahadrim in a Mahadrim. Kol Echad Echad is not like Kemis Frei Yamim, whether you go up or down. That's the Gaon Shtukl Torah.
Why do you keep adding one for each, every night?
What do you mean?
It's not Nikr the Yamim.
No, because it's Ma'al Mekayish. It's Ma'al Mekayish. You have to go up.
Oh. Why until 8?
Because that's one of the days of life. Maisa, I found a Ritva. Mamish, I never noticed it. I just found this Ritva yesterday. Mamish and Mitzia. That the Ritva, it's clear in the Ritva, not like this. And the Ritva says, the Ritva handles Taisa Shai, it means that Taisa issue, that Mahadrim, can't be going on with the Mahadrim. The Mahadrim is not going nail for left of that. But he says, because imhay kolechad meisiv neira the beis hillel like parech b'shamay lo yakiru aylam the mishum pareachag ay mishum al makaydeshu elashiyayim b'nei beis and the shalom and the smaytu. When he has taisus tayin and people think this amount of kids that you have, he says that also in pareachag and ma'al makaydeshu that people think that maybe more people came into the house. People won't chap that you're being ma'al makaydeshu, and people won't chap that you're doing kineged pareachag. So it's mevorin the Ritva that taisus svara applies even if pareachag and ma'al makaydeshu, and not only al misbrei yamim. Which is interesting, I mentioned my son last night. He said, but there's a tchiddush over here, because Pashtis, Ma'al Makaydish, let's say, is a thing that's him. When you're doing in being Isaac Dush, you have to be Ma'al Makaydish. It's not, who cares if people see that? It's not in the people should see being Ma'al Makaydish. Ma'al Makaydish bats him. So therefore, the guy is a stopper. That if Ma'al Makaydish should make a difference, that people should know that you're being Ma'al Makaydish. So of course, I'm being Ma'al Makaydish. People think, okay, I'm lying 30 on the third night, I'm going to have 30 kids. Okay, but why? Yesterday I lit 20, I was Ma'al Makaydish. But Bam Devos says, let me not like the guy. Interesting, the Beis HaLevi gives another Svara. I lost the Beis Beis Leger is another svara. What the chiluk is? What an afkamin in two reasons. Again, the Gemara has two reasons for Machlokes Rishonim Beis Hillel. Yeah, either connected the days that are left to Hanukkah, or connected the days that passed. Whether you go from 1 to 8, 8 to 1, or Rishonim says you go down because Parei Chag you went from 13 down, and Beis Hillel says Malam Mekaydish. Says the Beis Halevi, the Menachemin like this. Let's say on the third night of Hanukkah, he has two neiros.
He only has
two neiros. Meaning, and he has one more for each night, for the rest of the night. He has only, but he doesn't have enough. He doesn't have three. He only has two. What should he do? Should he light the two, or should he only light one? What do you say?
Well,
Alt Malam Makaydish. Alt Malam Makaydish.
As long as it's
right. The Malam Makaydish is half the statement. What's the end of that statement? Malam Makaydish v'loy meridin.
Right.
So you now I'll be married. Yesterday I lit two. So there's an Indian to light two is the third night also. Right. You're right. I won't have Malam Makaydish. But at least I'll have v'loy meridin.
Okay.
At least I'll have v'loy meridin. But if the reason is. If the reason is, it's the number of the days. So either way, I'm not going to have the remiss the number of days. It's the third night. So what is Hamid light to? Look, basically, that's enough kamina between the two reasons. And since he also says we paskin like the reason of Mal Makaydish, he makes a dig on what the guy made a dig because the Gemara brings down Maisa, the Gemara brings down that reason. The Gemara seems to favor that reason. Okay, look, basically, Allah Lamaisa, you would have to lie to. You would have to lie to. Okay. Now, the Chayrat, Mabur Beger, that he understands of Pasha, that the Mahadrin, the Nel Chalechad Echad, is that each one, the interdinner Mahadrin is that each one lights himself. Not like we're saying in Taisvis. Because the famous Chumas Rebbe Kfeger, he has an interesting Shaila. What happens if a guy forgot to make the bracha? The fourth night, and he forgot to make the bracha, he started lighting, and also he reminds him, hey, he forgot to make the bracha. Right? So what does he do? Can he make the bracha in the middle? He lit one candle, got another three candles to light, can he make the bracha now? Yeah? So Craig is done, interesting, Craig is done three tzadim lahakal, three tzadim that he could make a bracha, and Maskana Craig is that if you have all those three together, only then will he allow you to make a bracha. But you might not have all the three svaras. So one issue of Rebbe Kfeger is, one issue of McFager is that whether you make a bracha, can you make a bracha on the Mahadrin? Can you make a bracha on the Mahadrin? Or you have the Masakhna bracha, the Iker Mitzvah. If you're just doing Mahadrin, can you make a bracha? Because I lit one already, so now I'm lighting the other ones that did Mahadrin. I was ready to eat it with one. So I'm Adel, the rest of them is only Mahadrin. Who said, can you make a bracha on Hiddur? Make a bracha on the hinder. Now it means that Machoik is Achrayinim. I think it was Bichadish and Ali Rabba. Oh, so Zakar Kfeger, Achar is a raya. They can make a bracha on Mahadrin. Why? Haray, Mahadrin is now Chalecha Decha. Every person lights, and they make a bracha. Every person lights, all the family members light, and they make a bracha. Why are they making a bracha? If you can't make a bracha mahadrin, Elma is Dr. Bekfeger. You see, you can make a bracha mahadrin. Bekfeger is Doich on the Raya. He says, no. Neib Shad is that Bimchamish Lay Lotzes. By them lying themselves, they're showing they don't want to be Yitzah Nereshabesa. They want to be Yitzah themselves. So, Mel, the Mchamish Lay Lotzes, Mel, they can make a bracha. Because by them, now it's the Iker. Akbanim. You see the whole the hanukkah pshut b'kveig is that in the mahadrin each one is lighting, not that the father's lighting kiminyan on shebeisai like the Rambam, But that each one is lighting, each one of the mice is lighting. Now, okay, we'll leave the next paragraph out. One second. Skip a little bit ahead to it starts in the Shulchan Aruch. It says like this, a lot of the whole thing is also in Shabbos, whether or not you're allowed to be madlik, you can madlik mineral in there, right? You need a match. The match, you light all eight candles, or you can light one, and then tilt the other one and light. That's one way to light it. Or let's say the match blew out. Can I relight it with one of the candles? Go light another one. Those are two I found in the Illinois. Come on, it's a shy way, can I light the Illinois? Yeah? Chabad says it's mutl in the Illinois. What's the issue? For a mitzvah, you're allowed to or not. Using it for another candle. That's the Mechalik Shabbat and Shmuel in the Gemara. Mechalik Shabbat and Shmuel, Malik Amar Nero, and Malik Amar Nero.
Right, but I'm saying it's for another cast.
Not light your cigarette. Not light your cigarette. There's a lot of light in there. That's the only shot.
Probably
saying
you're ready to use your mitzvah with one candle.
Oh, very good. That is what we're getting to. Very good. The Mechaber says they light the light mineral in there. Look, Ramah, noigel lahachmir, loigel lahachmir mineral in there. Says Ramah, why? Mishum, ikim mitzvasai, ene el in there echad. Like Mo said, Vashar ene mitzvah kol kach. Lachen ene malikim mizel is that. Because the second in there, the lighting, is only mahadrin. It's not the ikim mitzvah. So male, it's less chashuv. If it's less choshev, then that's the bezayna of the mitzvah to use the mitzvah to be mekayim a lesser choshev mitzvah. So the Shai Tshuva brings down a kasha on the Rambam that the Gemara comes out madlikim in erel ner. So where is this chumrah of the Rambam? So what does he say? And don't say that he's going to the minhag that everyone lights. Yosef kol saif. Saif kol saif is only mahadrin. No, like the Gemara says madligim neral ner. What's the Gemara talking about? Yeah, Shari Tshuva says the Gemara says ain madligim neral ner because it's less chashuv because it's only mahadrin, right? But the Gemara says you come madligim neral ner. What's the Gemara talking about? Where's the Malachim Nail there? It's Mashim Mahadri, you can imagine. What's the Gemara talking about? Oh, Elmai, you want to say, says the Shari Tshuva, that the Gemara is talking about that Kafi the Minhag, that the Gemara says, each one lights himself. You don't have the father lighting for everyone, each one lights himself, as the Gemara says. So, if you that, maybe that's what the Gemara is talking about. But he says, but it's still only Mahadrin. It's still only Mahadrin.
But each person is different.
Each person, wait. What?
The person is using the mat.
Yeah. We have five people in the family. So, the Gemara says, Gemalik Nenel Ener. Now, if we're talking about one person lighting from the Mahadrin, then that's Zich against the Ramo, who says you can't. El might want to say, it's talking about all the kids, each one's lying for the other one. Yeah? That's what Gemara means, that Madligim Nenel Ener. And that's not a problem of that the second nair is less than the first nair. The most problem that Mahadra is less than the Iker. Oh, but Frank the Shari Tshuva, But Saif Kasaif, it's also a Din Mahadrin. The Din that everyone likes is Mahadrin El Chalak Adecha. So it's Vayit the Mahadrin, it's Vayit the Din of Mahadrin, and we're saying, it's a Din of Mahadrin, and we still we see the Gemara comes out La Loch, and Madlikim and Eril and Eril. So where does this Chamel Ramal come from?
The person who's using the Nair, that's Kavan, it's not to be.
Oh! Very good, that's from Genga. So if, according to Rabbi Kfeger, that the pshat is that each one be mechav and shloi latzeis. Each one be mechav and shloi latzeis. Mkain, that each ner it blames the ikker. Each person that's lighting is the ikker. So that that's maybe that's why that so it's not shver from the Gemara. According to Rukhag, it's not shver from the Gemara. If the Gemara means that each one's lying himself, then the Ramaz maskim. The Ramaz maskim that the B'nai Mishpacha, each one's lying their own air. According to Rukhag, it's not a problem. Why? Because that's not the Mahadrin. It becomes Iker. Like Yossi said, these guys are Mechamish Leilatet. Memela, the Shaychu Kash is not shver. The Shachu is Kash not Shver, because the Ramah is talking about when one guy's lighting, let's say he's doing Mahadrin Min Mahadrin. Yeah? So then he can't light Miner Lener. Why? Because the first Ner is the Iker, and the rest of them is just the Mahadrin. Okay. Seder. Now, Stam is interesting. This question of what is the gather when Nerach Lechavecha, when each one's lighting, or Stam, what's the gather in all the Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mahadrin? Is it Taka Adin Mahadrin, or is it different? The Sasemes has an interesting idea. He wants to say that when we say that there's three tracks. Is Nelchach in the Nerish Beisai, Mahadrin, Nelchach Vechon, Mahadrin and Mahadrin is Maisif Vahilach or Paikas Vahilach. So, Zabdis Hasemes, the Pshad is not Pshad that the Mahadrin, so the Mahadrin Betzim comes after the Nerish Beisai. In other words, the first Ner that you light is the Nerish Beisai, that's Iker Ner. Anything to after that is just the hiddur. Says Hazemes, no. Pshat is Chazal gave you three tracks. Chazal gave you three oifanim of being mekayim the ikar mitzvah. So it's not the pshat that when if I'm doing mahadrin and mahadrin, so the second night, so the first night little candle I light is the ikar mitzvah. After that, it's just mahadrin. No. Chazal said that someone that's Mahadrin, in a Mahadrin, his way of doing the mitzvah is to add each night. But the pshat is, that's a takana, that's an oifen of the takana. So Marilla, once he's doing that track, pshat is, that's his way of doing the mitzvah. So Marilla, there's no difference between the first and the second, lefi that svara of the Sasemis. So even though you might ask a kasha on him, and he himself asks, because there's a Mogen Avram that says that if a guy has shemen, he only has the second night, right? He only has two neighbors. So the question is, should he lie? He's lying Mahadrin or Mahadrin. Second night, he wants to lie two neighbors. His friend doesn't have any there. Says Rav Magen Avraham, okay, so you light one, and you give your friend the other one. Why? Because his ikar mitzvah is daicha, your hinder. You want to be mahadrim mitzvahs, let the poor guy at least be mukayim the ikar mitzvah. So says the Sasemes, you see, that even in the same guy, the first one is the ikar, the second one is only mahadrim. He says that you have two, don't like the second one, because the second one's only Mahadrin, and give your friend. But he says it's not a raya. Okay, he's right. It's not a raya. Why? Because Avada, since you have the option of just doing Nerush Beisai, so you have, so Elmai, the fact that you're taking track two or track three, that itself is a hinder, right? The hinder is do the mitzvah that way, but it's only a hinder. So Maisa, you could do just the first one, just like one, and do the take the other track. You don't see that once you're lighting, two, the second one is still hinder. The Magaram is saying, don't light two, just light one, because you could get away with lighting one. So, Akapanim, that's the Sasemis' idea. But, the fee, the Sasemis, the whole Raya of Reb Kveger, L'chatchila, that you make a bracha and hider, is not a Raya. But according to the Sasemis, the oifin of doing the mitzvah is the hider, but pshat, but it becomes ikar mitzvah. So melo when nelch lechad echad, when each one lights in there, it's not the pshat that they're doing hider. Pshat is that there's a different way of doing the mitzvah. So melo, the fact they make a bracha is not shveri. There's no habit doing raya. They make a bracha and hider. Why? Because the hinder was that this is the way to mekayim your mitzvah. It's a gevaldik of the hair. The svasem is. There's three different ways of doing the mitzvah. So meila avad, you make a bracha. But the Ramah is mevor not like the svasem is. Because if that's true, then what's Ramah saying? You can't light miner l'ner because the second ner is only hinder. Kun svasem is when I'm lighting. Kiminyan Yamin, that's where I'm doing my mitzvah. So it's all Iker mitzvah. So Chayder Ramah is mashma, not like it's mashma. Okay. That's a lot of drop. Okay, back to Reb Kveger. So Reb Kveger over there was done. I said, he was down the shiloh. What happens? The guy wakes up in the middle of his lighting. You've got the mega bracha. So can he make a bracha on the rest of his lighting? So Craig has three svaras to make. One of them is, shall I make a bracha on a hider? So Dr. McFager, that's Mechlech. What are we talking about over there? Because a guy he was in his seventh night of Hanukkah, and he thought it was the sixth night. And he lit six. Then someone tells him, hey, what are you doing? Tonight's the seventh night. Why are you lighting six? So he has to light another candle. So the question is, can he make a bracha? No, he didn't make a bracha. He made a bracha at six. And the guy tells him, you know, one second, hello, it's the seventh night. So now he's going to light another one. Does he make a bracha or not?
What's the whole point? The kavana? Like, what's behind... What's the difference between the hitter and the mahat? Like the different is it like through your kavona? Like when you start lighting, you're thinking I want to light the all.
No, he spoke out. He talked whatever. Five, ten, half hour later, the guy woke. Wasn't right now. You're able to connect it. He spoke out. Whatever he talked. The bracha he made can't be chal. Or in Abdas. It could be the bracha is not going to be chal. That he didn't have to ask. It's also svara. Whatever, but he didn't have to ask. Okay, so that since it's only hither, you can't make a bracha on hither. Yeah? It brings a raya from the Beis Yosef, Mishem Darchus Chayim. It says, Mishle Hidlik, Bel Shlishi, El Shtein Neiris, or Bel Revi, El Shlisha, Zoi Maisa Belunel, Vechmiru Shiyadlik, Masha Chosel Hadlik. What did the Beis Yosef say? In the Maisa that happened in Lunel, the guy, this Maisa Taka, he said you have to light more without a bracha. So, you see, you don't make a bracha when you light the rest. Zogim Kveger, what are you talking about? Punkva Keret. What does Beis Yosef say? That your das was to light all the neiris. So not pshat. The reason why you're not making a bracha is not because you don't make a bracha in hither. The reason why you're not making a bracha is because your das was in everything. So you had a bracha in everything. Like Abba was saying before. Right? So Mela. Oh, but what about the Pagan's case? Well, you didn't make a bracha b'chal. So you don't have to change the svar, your das and everything. Right? So then in that case, even the Mesheres make a bracha. The Maisa, the Rabbin's right, on Fakarataka. The Dafka, because he had a mind to be with everything, but if you didn't have a mind, then you make a bracha even on the other. So because of the Rukhvegu, you have the first Shiloh, whether you make a bracha on Hidr. That's one side. The Maisa, the Rab over here, is Miramis and Abu Jaham. That he wants to read a raya from the Vujraham, he can make a bracha on him. What's his raya? The Vujraham is going to say like this. Nishal HaRambam Zal. Misha hiddik ner chanako birach olam. V'achar kach hiddik neros acheros. Okay? Sosam. Wait. Hidlik ner chanaka, ubirach olam. V'achar kach hidlik neirois acheirois. Other candles. Himself lachs lebarach eloi. Chayim pam acha pam. The heishiv. Shezeh inyin chayzul kavonis ha-mavarach, k'moy b'shar. K'moy b'shar brachis. Bad comment there. K'moy b'shar brachis. Im kishahidlik. Ner chanaka, ubirach olam. Hoyz kavanasa lahadlik neiros acheiros bracha achas lekula v'embirach v'acharis namle neiros mevarach b'kol pam pam. Yeah. So the Rabbah is mashmi and still the Rambam. What was the case of the Rambam? Mamish this case that we're handling on the fourth night. The guy lit three. All he had was three. He lit three. And then they bought him more. Whatever. So the Rambam is done. If you had in mind. You don't make a bracha. If you didn't have a mind, you don't make a bracha. So, the chayr is no raya. Yeah? Because the Rambam is mashma, that what we're talking about is that maybe somebody is lying for other people. Rambam's not talking about In your lighting, you're adding. Rambam says, "Misha l'gner chanukah ubirachol abachaka achidu gneiros acheres." Yeah, and Rambam says, "V'chein pam acha pam." So, v'keres, if anything, it's mashma. V'chein pam acha pam. What does it mean, pam acha pam? It could be it's talking about relying for other people. This damu, yeah, and the Jews of Rambam. Is mucha like that? The Rambam says, "V'chein afilu nizdam loy meya ze achar ze." Afilu meya ze achar ze. Im kavanos l'neir shel hider. Yeah, what's right? So if it means hider, how do you have hider meya? Elmai, it's like the Rambam guy has 12 kids on the eighth night. Then, good math. Still 100. He has 13 kids. Okay, he has 13 kids, but it's not mashma like that. I'm talking about a scream case like that. Elamai, Pash Rama means he lied for other people. Yeah? Actually, many years ago, I said, Flammenhoff. Okay, old Fumble guy. He got an extra chocolate coin because he's mechavan. Because he slugged me. I bought this raya, and he slugged me up. I think from the Tshuva Rambam, so he got an extra coin for that. All right, anyway, huh? Who's that? Flamina? A red boss? I'm not a boss anymore. Is that Flamina? Who's your rabbi? Sir, in case I
need
a lot. Oh wow! Okay, see, there you go. Very bright guy. So he got an extra coin for that. All right. Now the Chayik Begaraya looked at it also. The Ram Firzais in the Shuvah plate. B'chein adin, the birchas haraya. Yeah? B'chein adin, birchas haraya. Yeah? As if we're talking about the Neris Mahadrin, Zichron make another birchas haraya. Yeah? Top. But we still, you still have to know what's the birchas haraya. We still have other houses. I'm just thinking now. Agbanim, the raya from the Rambam is a shvach haraya. If anything, his pashtus, the Rambam at least, definitely talking about you're not lighting the extra nairs that you missed, lighting in another house. Okay, that's the first issue of Fagin. Second issue is that there's a halacha, the Rosh, that discusses the shayla that many Rishayim discuss, why some mitzvah make a bracha al mitzvahs tefillin, laniach tefillin, they're both the brachas over there. So some of the mitzvahs lit to do something, laniach tefillin, some of the mitzvahs al mitzvahs tefillin, al mitzvahs tzitzis, lahadik ner shel Chanukah. Right? So when do we say lit to do the mitzvah? And when do we say Leshe Basukah, right? Alachilas Matzah. What's the rule? So this is one of those issues in the Shine where each one has his way, and you know, you go, hey, bump with the problem, and you say change it a little bit. It's one of those issues that it's very hard to work it all out. Akpan the Rosh in Psachim discusses this svara that a mitzvah that has an extended time and the kiyum of the mitzvah. For example, tzitzis, tefillin, sukkah, and ner Chanukah. So there we say lit. Because lit implies the future. Right? Lit. It means that there's a future in this mitzvah. There's an extended time to this mitzvah. Okay? There's a shihui in the Zman Kima Mitzvah.
That means Shel
Chanukah. What?
The Nesach Baruch is Shel Chanukah,
right? Lahad Nesach Chanukah, what?
Lahad.
Shel Chanukah? No, Lahad, Lid. Sorry, you want to say Al Hadlok is Ner Chanukah? Lahad Ner Shel Chanukah. Lahad. He says because the Mitzvah already has to be k'shetich l'ad shetich l'ragam ha'ashok. Oh, so meila, Dr. Kveger, in Cain, just like if a guy puts on tzitzis, guy puts on tefillin, he's got to make a bracha. So he can make a bracha now, the Rambam says. Why? Because there's still kiyum of the mitzvah. So meila says, Dr. Kveger, if a guy's got to make a bracha on Chanukah, so even if that's me finished all of that, yeah? But still, there's a key in the hemshuch of the mitzvah, the Rosh said. And the Rosh equated Ner Chanukah with sukkah, tefillin, and tzitzis. Just like by those, the body can make the bracha even afterwards. So here would be another tzad, lahakol, to say you can make a bracha. You know, another tzad, lahakol, you can make the bracha. Okay? Up is up, yeah. Zagru Kveger. Even though Yesh Loden on the Raya, on the Tushtel, because the Mayas Mipaskin had Lokais a Mitzvah. And that's why we say we pass in Kofsa, ain't Zagru Kveger. Right? If it blew out, you don't have to relight it. The candles blew out, unless you put it in a place where it was for sure going to blow out, you don't have to relight it. So it could be it's not a riot from filling all those. Because there, pshat is you still have a chiv mitzvah the whole time. Shankin over here, where it's ikras da adlakas. You know the Russians were saying that since there is a kia maybe the whole time, but if it blew out, you put it. No, yeah, what?
Rapisiminisa.
You more said
that? Rapisiminisa.
Yeah, say it. No, but the question is though, but if it blew out, you don't have to light it again. Even with all some of these, you don't have to really light it. So, the Craig has a third side lahakal, yeah? Because the Maisa, the Machlekes are shining. Whether or not, what happens if a guy was, it's not every mitzvah. Yeah? Shechita. The guy is shechita, he's got to make a bracha. Yeah? Can he make the bracha afterwards? Shechita's realm is, Arivas Yasa is me'akiv. Come, you have to make a bracha before. If you can't make it before, too late. The Arzuruah sheet is, that if you didn't make the bracha before, you can make the bracha afterwards. Because Ashrim begin cool and brings down, and Pashtis, is the Ramah actually passes like that. That's a whole mess. Like upon him, the Shach is down the Shah Barich. I think my is on the Rambam. That even if you finish the mitzvah, maybe you can make the brach. So kids, you have three tzrufim. What are the three tzrufim? One, the Ali Rabba, they make a brach on hither. Two, that is, it's called Shia mitzvah, and then like tzitzis, it's extended time for the mitzvah, so you make the brach because it's still, you make a brach on the kima of the mitzvah. Three, the sheet of the Arzeruah, then you can make a brach even with the oven afterwards. So if I have all three tzirufim, then I'll allow you to make a bracha. But where don't you have all three tzirufim? Zakir B'Kvahegar, let's say you lit three candles on the fifth night, you have two more to go. Then, before you lit the fourth and fifth, the first three blew out. Right? So now, you lost. So if the Svaral's hither, you can make a bracha. But as the Svar of Shihui Mitzvah, there's no Shihui Mitzvah. The first candles are gone. Kof Sein Zakuch La, there's no Kiyum Mitzvah. Right? If a guy put on tzitzis, and then he took it off, he forgot to make a bracha. So he can't make a bracha, because he's not wearing tzitzis anymore. So he made a bracha on the Adlaka. Good is a key mitzvah until Kalsa Regal and Ashok, but Ma'isa, the candle blew out, Kaf Sein Zakuch La. So even though you have the Svara of Mahajan, and you have the Svara of the Arzeruah, that B'diab, you can make the bracha, even though it's not Ayiv L'Siyasan, but the Tziruf of the Rosh, you don't have. Says Reb Fager, I'm only willing to make a bracha, if I have all three Tzirufim. And I have all three Tzirufim. If I'm missing one of the Tzirufim, then I'm not willing to be Megal. Okay, I want to skip the next topic. Okay, we'll talk about it a little bit on Monday night, more Bachava, Hashem. But I want to go to, in just a few minutes, talk about Hadlaka B'chutz Mufnim. Maisa, the Gemara says, Mitzvah l'anicha, anichai b'tefach asamu l'beisai mibachutz. Yeah? That's what Gemara says. The Iker Mitzvah in Hanukkah is to light outside. Okay? Gemara says, b'shas takan, it must be someone that's dar baliyah, someone lives in an attic, he doesn't have his own entrance. Then he lights by the window. Gemara says, B'shasakana, you can light inside. Question is, in Zman Gemara, are you Yaitze B'dieved if you light inside? Or is it only B'shasakana, then B'dieved Yaitze? Shalai B'shasakana? Maybe if you don't light outside, or, you know, certainly there it's Yisrael, where the never was a minig that applied inside, and Chutzlar is the minig all hundreds of years, maybe thousands, I don't know, the minig was always light inside. That's a question by itself. Why Taka? Because the Chayr, not every city in Europe was there a Sakana. Not every Tkufa in Jewish history was a Shas Sakana, the light. Even Shash, not Sakana's the Fashas, but even if Shash doesn't mean Sakana's the Fashas, as Ritva says, but Ava, right, so like at some point that, certainly in times when they had a ghetto, the Jews were in a ghetto, the Goyim weren't walking around the ghetto. In the ghetto, they collide without any problem. In Lakewood, You can light outside without any problem. Even in Borough Park, in most places in Borough Park. Yeah? Muncie, Toronto, I don't know, what? Golden's Green, yeah. I don't know what the story of Golden's Green is. And the same, what's going on with the anti-Semitism. But Al-Kapanim, if it's Mamish, an exclusively Jewish neighborhood, then Al-Khaira, no one's going to be turning over your cat, no one's going to be turning over your, you know, Zekman Ogayim over there. So Meila, the question is, if you lie inside, are you even Yaitza? But the minute was always, you have to lie inside. Yeah, so the question is, if it's not Shas Kana, first of all, at least, but yeah, but are you Yaitza?
What's the Iker problem with Shas Asma? What do we have a problem with? Like, that they're going to come and kill us because of that?
No, so Sadr Dvarayis makes sad that Shas Kana doesn't mean Mamish Sakana's the fascist, because then it's fascist. Yeah? Shas Kana means, we'll see, Shas Kana means that there'll be Eva, there'll be, you know, people, the guy will start off, whatever. Sorry, I think about once heard Yitzchak Zilberstein. He said he was in Switzerland for many years. He was a Rashiva there. And he wanted the light by the window. Because over there they don't really light by the window. And in Europe, they're very very into keeping, not scared, but they're very much into keeping a low profile, etc. So he said, oh, he's going to light, you know, by the window. He's a Shlaima, you know. Let's, you know, live in the Kitzer. He said he lived by window, and he had a rock thrown through his window. So that was the end of his lying by the window. But anyway, so that's the second we're talking about over here. That rock thrown through your window. But even in Europe, even in the Chutzlar, they do lie by the window, and no one's worried about it. That's why they don't. Kitzer. So the in the Sefer, Kuntres Chanukapurim, it brings down from the Viskarov. The Mishkarov held Yinach Yaitzim Fnim, and Shas Kana, Yinichal Shchana, is Nutakana. It's a Nutakana, new way, Shas Kana, Nutakana, Shas Kana, you glide inside. The bad thing, Yinach Yaitzim. Mela, there was one time that the Mishkarov couldn't light outside because it was windy. He lit inside. Because he said that it was only Shas Kana. He had Shas Kana was Kaila Adam at Sabim also, they couldn't light. But once the wind stopped, he lit again outside because he held that it wasn't Yaitzi, because he was Yaitzi, but he had it inside. Now they could light outside.
With the bracha or without a bracha?
It's done without a bracha. Okay, talk upon him. Just say, so we're not really going to have time to go through all the rayas, but we'll just touch upon one or two of the rayas. There are many rayas from Rishayim that b'di'ebed yaitzei, even Talmud Gemara b'di'ebed yaitzei, if you light inside. One of them is the Rashba. When we mentioned briefly the Gemara, the Shaila of being mishtamish la'ira, now the mishtamish la'ira. So the Rajba wants the Shaila Paiskim, how we pass him. So Rajba wants Migraya that us the Shtamish Lair. Why? The Gemara is a Shaila, Ner Beis and Ner Chanukah. He doesn't have enough money for too many candles. So he only has, if it's a Shaila of Ner Beis, Ner Chanukah, Ner Beis, Adam Shalom Shalom Bayis. So Ner Shabbos is Kaidim. Over Ner Chanukah, yeah. Ner Shabbos is a Shalom Bayis. So, in fact, the Rashba, what's the problem? Let him light. If you hold Mutar Shtamish La'ira, let him light Ner Chanukah, and then he'll have Shalom Bayis also. He'll put it on the dining table. He won't put it outside. He'll put a light inside. He'll have his cake and eat it too. He'll have his Shalom Bayis, and I will have his Ner Chanukah. Elamai, it's also Shtamish Lair. Now, if the Rashba held that you can't be Yates, but you have it inside, then so what's this patent of the Rashba that, so what's the Raya? Lailam, it's Mutl Shtamish Lair, but you can't light it inside, you're not Yates in Ner Chanukah. You can have your Shalom Bayis, you're not going to have Ner Chanukah.
Not
Elamai. What?
Not only Shalom Bayis, Sakana.
I hear. Let's go for Shas Lakani, you say. So, Akapanim, so far as Pashas the Rashba, at least, we see that, but that even in the time of the Gemara, but they have the Yaitz inside. Now, Zainachanami, you don't have to say go so far as say Shas Lakana, but if we say if it's Grav held, that any situation, yeah, like if it was windy, any situation, that's called Shas Lakana, Zainachanami. So over here, maybe I'll Shas Lakana, Kilo, that would be enough there because you want him kind of, even just because you want him kind of bits of Ner Shabbos. So, the Ritva is also a Chaymuch that way. Because Ritva, everyone talks about this Ritva. Ritva says, the Gemara says, that the Zman is Ashtich L'Reglum and Ashuk. The Gemara says, Dilay Adlik Madlik. If you didn't light right away, the Zman, you have till Tich L'Reglum and Ashuk to light. Whatever that Zman is. Half hour from Shkia, from Seis, whatever. We're not getting into that right now. Dilayadlik Madlik, within that time, Yadlik Madlik. Sakhir Dva, that's only talking about Bachutz. But after that time, you can light Bifnim. Because you light, you're lighting Bachutz at the time, it's still a regular Mashup, there's no one around. Okay? But you pass that time, you can still light inside. Your life has been Abayas. Now, if you hold the night yaitz, there's too much zman gemar. Too much guy is lying outside. It's not too much shas lakana. Yeah. So if that if the guy is lying outside, and still the Vaz says that after the zman, he can light inside. So, we'll have to do this for now. In the parasha, we have the story of Yosef and the brothers. The brothers were jealous. The kids and Yosef came. Rabbi said Yosef to see how the brothers were doing. He came and they sold him down the river, so to speak. So Rashi means down. That the ones that took him down to Mitzrayim, that even though usually the Arabs are carrying kerosene and neft, bad smelling stuff, but over here, Bayeshulach Lech Visay Nev Yiru, Hine Archis Shmelim Bam Megillog, Malay Noisim Nechois, Utsri, Beloit, Holchem Lord Mitzrayimah. They bring all these kinds of spices, Rashi says. Kol Kusi Besam Harbe, Karin Nechois, Betsari, etc. Says Rashi, Lama Pirsim Akasa Bes Masam, who cares what they were carrying? Loidia, Matan Scharn Shal Sadikim, Shin Dagashal Arabim, Lossis El Nef, Vitran, Shrechen Ra. Then is down some Mishlayusku Mereach Ra. The Tzaddik, Yosef Tzaddik, is going down. So on the way down to Mitzrayim, he shouldn't Naboth have to smell the bad smelling kerosene and gas, etc. He go down in style and have this beautiful smelling Besamim. So Abi's kasha is Chaim Shulevitz that other than that, like he's being literally sold down the river. Yeah, his brothers betrayed him. His brothers are sending him. Who knows where he's going to Mitzrayim as a slave? Who knows what they're going to do to him? What's going to happen? Yeah, and what interesting thing? He even thought about what he's smelling. He was probably in a state that made a difference to him. Whether it was kerosene that he's going down with, or whether it was beautiful besamim. I'm sure he was so distraught at the time that he probably had definitely had other things on his mind rather than the beautiful smelling. He was clearing the bracha going to be yisrei b'sam, maatzi b'sam, mina b'sam. That was what he was thinking about. What bracha to make on the beautiful b'sam? Zagum chayim shmuel evitz that adarabba. He that. Dafka Yosef Tzadik was going down to Mitzrayim in a terrible state. Yeah, and Hashem wanted to show him that I'm with you. Hashem wanted to show him that Hashem gave him a little kiss. Yeah, he's going down to Mitzrayim. Who knows what's going to be? It could be terrible. But Hashem gave him Dafka son of a carrot, which didn't make really a difference. Didn't really make a difference. Hashem shows gave him a little kiss. To show him, no, I'm with you, I still love you. You're going to Mitzrayim, there's a lot going on here. This whole, the whole Shalosh Advarim over here, that Klai Yisrael is going to end up in Mitzrayim, etc., etc. It's all happening now, but you should know, I'm right with you. So Dafka is something which really did make a difference. That's Dafka where Hashem is showing him his special love. Right? If a parent buys a child, you know, something that they need, buys a new bed. Okay, so the kid doesn't, you know, he won't even say thank you. Well, of course he has to buy him a bed, yeah? It comes to the, buys, you know, he's a Sufi Amtip, okay, he buys him a suit, you know? Okay, you know. If he buys him a Ferraro for his 16th birthday, oh, you know, now we're talking, yeah? He buys him something, a car, you know, a big fancy car, yeah? So therefore, something that you don't need, something that you don't, that you know, something that your base necessities there, that shows love. In the whole Nes Chanukah, also all the fresh mask, the tam old oil. So the old and fresh mask, when Tum Hutra B'Tzibur. Tumas Hutra B'Tzibur. So Meila, what do we need the whole Nes Chanukah? What do we need the whole Nes Chanukah? Tumas Hutra B'Tzibur. So Tumas Hutra B'Tzibur, what do we need B'Chal? Zog B'Chaim Shalev, it's Adrab. Hein Hin Advarim. Dafka, because Tumas Hutra B'Tzibur. And that's what we didn't need it. We could have done the mitzvah without it. But it's not doing the mitzvah in the best way. You want to do the mitzvah? The halakha stands there is the neir. You want to do the mitzvah in the best way possible with oil that's tar, not oil that's tamei. Yaitz b'di'avid, you know, yaitz a lot of things b'di'avid. Yaitz b'di'avid with oil that's tamei. But how do you want to do the mitzvah in the best way? So Me'el Hashem was showing us that it's so chaviv Hashem, that we're so chaviv to Hashem, and the mitzvah are so chaviv to Hashem. Hashem wants to say, you're right, you don't need it. I want to give it to you anyway. You can do the mitzvah without it. You want to do the mitzvah in the best way? So Adrab, I'll give you tar oil, I'll make a nest, crazy nest for 8 days. It's going to burn. And that Yishvel do the mitzvah, Mihidurai. So Hashem is showing us His extra love. In the Chayra, we have to reciprocate. Someone buys you that, you know, $500,000 car, so then you should have a single car as a type, you know, and show your car as a type. So Hashem is showing us how chaviv the mitzvahs are. Chaviv we are to Gosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is willing to go out of His way, kaviyachol, and make a nest. That the mitzvah should be done the way we want to do it in the best way. So Meila, it's upon us to reciprocate that love and show Hashem that Hashem made His effort kaviyachol. We have to make our effort. Now, even though, you know, like the Vel says, you know, the Yivanim won. You know, after what goes on, Chanukah and Yeshivas, right? Okay, the Yimei Chanukah is Yom Depagra, you have all these parties and all of this and all of that. It's man which naturally is a man of Rifyan. It is that way. But still there's Rifyan and there's Rifyan. Yeah, there's bottoming out and then there's, you know, dealing with it. So Hakaponim, we have to make our effort and show Hashem that we appreciate His show of love for us. And we have to at least try to make that effort that at least when we are learning, we should be learning. At least when we're supposed to be learning, we should be learning. Right? Okay, we have all the parties. Not saying to not all the parties, but Maisa, at least when we're learning, we should make an extra effort to be mechazik that when we are learning, we should be learning b'chol kochenu, b'tal patala, etc. Like the mantra should be, like the Chassidim say, the Gemara Chanukah starts off. My Chanukah, the Tanur Rabbanan. What's Chanukah? Turn right about him. Turn. Chance.